Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing.
Once a companion, radiallahu ta'ala, asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to advise him. He said, Awsini, advise me, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know what advice the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to him? He said, La taghdab, do not get angry. He repeated again, Awsini, advise me, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, La taghdab, walaka al-jannah. Do not become angry and paradise is yours. Now this particular hadith sharif, just a few words, but the meaning is profound and it has a great impact and we can use it in our life. Whenever we're in a situation where we're about to lose it, as they say, we're about to become angry, we're about to unleash our wrath on someone, remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You may be at your workplace, somebody has said something to irritate you, to anger you, la taghdab, do not become angry. You may be at home with your family members, your children are not listening, your siblings are not listening, or there's a situation where you become enraged. La taghdab. You may be amongst people in a social setting. Someone's embarrassed you, or somebody said something wrong, and again, you're about to lose it. La taghdab. Why? Because if you lose it in each of these situations, the repercussions can be great. The consequences can be great. You might end up regretting those few moments. But if you act upon this prophetic saying, and you do not become angry, walaka al-jannah. Paradise will be yours, inshallah. There were so many occasions in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he could have become angry. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to teach his ummah, he remained patient. And we should follow suit. We are ummatis. We are followers of the Prophet alayhi salam. We must always maintain tolerance, forbearance, patience, and don't become angry.